Welcome to the Harvest USA podcast, where we offer the transformative hope of the gospel to those impacted by sexual sin. Our passion is to equip the church to think biblically about God's design for sexuality, repentance, and life in Christ.
How can I forgive my husband when I don't know everything? Written by Caitlin McCaffrey. A wise question that comes up with some regularity in my ministry to hurting wives is, how can I forgive my husband for what I don't even fully know and I may never know? Many wives ask this question in response to their husbands who have been deceitful in the past. Maybe the wife isn't 100% sure that she knows the whole story. So how could she forgive? Or husbands who have had a pattern of little confessions over and over throughout the marriage. At Harvest, we call that the death by a thousand confessions. At this point, a wife might be wondering, she really even knows the whole story. She thought she knew it all before, and then more painful information was revealed. This pattern is particularly damaging to a wife's heart. Or what about husbands who have been so immersed in their sin, deceit, and a double life that they're not even 100% sure of all the details? They want to confess, but things keep coming to mind, things that maybe have been buried for years or even decades. Some husbands have lived a lifestyle of deceit for so long that they themselves struggle to even know the truth. Or husbands who have refused to disclose the details or participate in discussions towards reconciliation. Whether this is pastoral, through counseling, a full disclosure, or otherwise, this husband is hard-hearted and he refuses to engage in the process. And finally, husbands who may have died or abandoned the marriage, and so the details of his sin during the marriage just can't be known. How can a wife move forward under these types of conditions? Is she to remain stuck, unable to forgive because she doesn't know the whole truth? I'd like to offer a few thoughts to consider if this is your painful story as a wife. How can I forgive? God enables. Forgiveness from the heart is not dependent on your husband's action or inaction. And that is very good news. Through God's help, even a partial acknowledgement of the truth won't prevent you from being obedient to forgive what you do know, regardless of the challenges caused by your husband's deceit, evasiveness, or cruelty. God is able to bring strong help to you in your weak, faith-filled response to God's command for you to forgive. Isaiah 41:13 brings such hope. It says this, "For I, the Lord, your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you." God sees and knows. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do the words of the law." Here, the secret things are referring to the unknowable and majestic realities of the triune God. God himself is beyond our knowledge and our comprehension. Because of this, all things that can be known are known to God. You can have peace in the suffering of not knowing, because as Psalm 139 verse 12 says, "Even the darkness is not dark to God, and the night is bright as day, for darkness is as light to him." When you come to the Lord desiring to forgive and yet feeling that it is impossible, remember that you're held accountable for your own heart, but not for the accuracy of the information you have to work with. God knows and sees it all, even if you're prevented from knowing the whole truth in this life. seek to forgive what you do know. Jesus offers us a stunning example of costly forgiveness to those who can't begin to appreciate the full scope of their offense. As Jesus hung on the cross, bearing the weight of his people's sins, maybe even those of the very people who crucified him, he cried out, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Luke 23:34. Jesus is the only man who perfectly forgave his enemies. When we're united to Christ, his righteousness covers all of our weakness and inability to forgive, and his Spirit empowers us to walk in his way. It is possible through the Spirit to forgive someone who reviles you or who will not confess their specific offenses. As it is, forgiving what you are aware of is a painful and costly step of obedience, especially when you feel that you don't know the whole story, or maybe you'll never know it all. As a matter of faith and obedience, start right there. Name the offenses that you do know about. Name them out, write them out. This can be a painful process, so take your time, be gentle with yourself. Pray through each offense. Cry out to God to help you forgive from the heart. This is not a one and done kind of sit down with you and God, but it's a process of wrestling with the realities of your pain and the deep injustice of your betrayal. Lament is part of this as well. Seek to lament what you don't know. Lament is not a word used in most day-to-day conversations, yet it's a significant practice found in Scripture that offers us a pathway to experience comfort and hope amidst deep pain. Simply put, to lament is to give voice to your pain before God, who hears you and who cares. It is not neat and tidy. It is not polished. Lament is a practice that allows us to approach our Heavenly Father and ask anguished questions, like the one Jesus asked as he suffered and died on the cross, as he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Or with the psalmist crying out, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Roughly one-third of the Psalms are Psalms of lament. I believe that this gives us a clue that God invites us tenderly to speak to him about the pain and suffering we experience in this life. You may never have the whole story this side of heaven. How devastating that might be for you. If you find yourself there, you might lament and cry out something like this. My dream of a trusting and loving relationship with my husband has been shattered. Or, I just don't know if I can really trust my husband. Is this really my life? Or, I feel certain that there is going to be more to this story. Lord, help me grieve this painful reality. Or, I am married to a man who feels like a stranger. Or even a liar. Or, my husband's been so given to lies and sin for so long, he doesn't even know what's true anymore. How devastating. Lord, have mercy. Or finally, my husband has a hard heart and he's unwilling to share so that we might even begin to reconcile. This is a deep grief, Lord. Please comfort me in this distress. I'd like to recommend some key passages for you to consider meditating on to comfort your heart in this. Key passages would be Psalm 142, Psalm 139, the account of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane found in Matthew 26, verses 36 through 46, reading about Jesus, the man of sorrows, in Isaiah 52:13 through 53:12. reading Psalm 22, Psalm 56, or Psalm 57. Finally, entrust your well-being to the God who sees. Even in the mystery and pain, God sees and knows with perfect justice, and He will make all things right. Listen to what He says of Himself. For the Lord loves justice. He will not forsake His saints. They are preserved forever, but the children of the wicked will be cut off. Psalm 37:28. Or this one, for I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. And that's in Isaiah 61:8. Or finally, vengeance is mine, for the Lord will vindicate His people and have compassion on His servants when He sees that their power is gone and there's none remaining, bond or free. And that's in Deuteronomy 32:35 through 36. Hurting wife, you are precious in the sight of God. You are dearly loved by Him. Your Father God will care for you as you walk this weary and very uncertain road. He knows the path that you take. What small step could you take today towards the Lord Jesus? Maybe start by praying a prayer of lament. How long, O Lord? Or maybe write out some of the emotions that you're feeling about forgiveness to bring before God. God, our Father, has promised to never leave you and never forsake you.